刚那首诗歌哈，那主神的爱从创世之前他就爱上了我们。
The hymn told us that God has loved us before we knew Him。
这是我在得救多年以后，有一点对主一点认识以后，我就知道原来主早就预定，就已经拣选了我们。
After I have come to know Jesus, I realized that He had chosen me long time ago。
其实我个人信主的过程很简单，就觉得他是可信的，我就信了。
Actually, my Christian journey can be summed up in a very simple sentence. I found him to be believable, and I believed in him.
可能很多人觉得说要到人的尽头才是神的起头。
And there were some of us feel that we have to come to the end of our wits before we can finally accept him.
但是我觉得我就很简单，有一首诗歌是这样写，他说我真不知救我的信如何进入我心，我也不知何以一信就得到一个新的心。
But for me, it's rather simple, because, like, just like the lyrics of the hymn said, that I don't know that how I could accept this faith, and I did not know just by simply believing him that he forever dwells in my heart.
This is 所有蒙恩的人都要见证的一件事。
This is the
testimony.
We all Christians can bear witness to that even though our body and our mind deteriorate, but our mind, our soul and spirit is constantly being renewed by Him.
刚那首诗歌我很喜欢啊，得救那一刻开始，他就用慈绳爱索把我圈住，把我带在他的身边。
Ever since the day I believed in him, truly his cords of love have intertwined around me and drew me closer and closer to him.
所以主把我握在他的手中，一直把我带在他的身边，没有让我滑向死亡线。
With his hand, he brought me closer and he never allowed me to backslide.
我因为喜欢唱歌，所以我就因为喜欢唱歌进入一家可以唱歌的公司。
And I love to sing songs, and therefore I picked my first job because of that particular company allow people to sing before they start the day of work.
哦，不是唱片公司啊。
It's not a record company.
我这个公司的老板是一个基督徒。
Actually, the company I worked at, because the owner is a Christian.
他有三个公司，三个厂，有200多个员工。
And he himself owns 3 factories, and the total workers amounts to about 200 some people.
每天我们上班的时候，前半个小时就开始唱诗赞美。
And he had a particular rule, and that is before each factory opened up for work that day, they would devote the first half an hour to worship and singing.
他不管你是不是信主，不管你是什么背景，他不管，反正你是他的员工，一来你就是来。半小时是他买下来，他照付你薪水，就是唱诗赞美。
And regardless of your background and your personal faith, he's willing to pay us to all come and sing hymns to God.
这是一个很特别，对一个制造业来讲，半小时三个厂是不容易的。
And that is really something because, you know, three factories and each factory devote half an hour of their work time to sing, that's a pretty high cost.
从前我们都帮他替他计算损失。
And we used to calculate his loss for him.
但是后来觉得这是最上算的。
And later on realized that he really gained a lot by devoting that half an hour in each factory to God per day.
也就是因为这样子我在这里认识了主。
And it was because of what he did, I began to get to know him.
所以就觉得自己像就是从诗歌入门进入神的家。
I'm one who entered into the house of God through the gates of singing in worship songs.
所以在这一路走来，发现在每一个转弯的地方，主都给我诗歌，成为我的鼓励和安慰。
And as I followed Jesus all my life, I realized each time at a turning point of my life, somehow God will always give me a hymn, and that hymn will lead me and comfort me.
其实唱诗是每一个基督徒应一个很本能的，你在高兴的时候也唱歌，你在伤心的时候你也唱歌。
You know, a hymn, it was just somehow naturally arise in Christians' heart whenever they have a need, whether they're happy or they're sad.
我自己得救以后，我很喜欢坐到前面来。
Ever since I was saved, I love to sit in the front row.
在每一个聚会中，我喜欢坐到最前面。
And in each meeting, I always want to take up the front seat.
我在记得有一次参加一个聚会的时候，前面的位置都被坐满了，只剩下第一排。
I remember just one of the meetings that I attended, all the seats were taken except for the very front row.
这个第一排是要给有乐器的，拉大提琴、小提琴、各样乐器的人坐的。
And that front row was reserved for musicians with huge instruments.
但是我因着渴慕，我就坐到第一个位置。
Because I have such a longing for God, I just boldly took that very front row seat.
那 那服侍的一个弟姊妹就来问我，他说你带了什么乐器？这是带乐器的人做的。
And the usher approached me and said, "Well, what kind of instrument do you play? Because this role is reserved for musicians only."
我回答他，我说我带了乐器。
And I said, "Yeah, I brought my instrument."
所以从那个课开始，我唱歌的时候我就非常大声。
So ever starting from that day on, every time I sing a hymn, I sing very loud.
因为我带着乐器哈。
Because my instrument is my vocal cord.
是给我的乐器。
And this is born as a I was born with that instrument given to me by God.
在两周以前，钱弟兄问我有没有什么诗歌要唱的。
Two weeks ago, Brother Chen asked me which hymn would I like to sing.
然后我说给我两天时间，我来寻求一下。
So I said, give me 2 days to pray about this.
所以我就把不是一路走来神给我的诗歌，我就全部列出来。
And then I went home and I made an inventory of a lot of the songs that God gave me throughout the turning points of my life.
但是第二天心中唱起了一首诗歌 and 非常的享受。
Yet suddenly the next day, another hymn came to my heart that brought me great comfort.
也觉得很甘甜。
It was so sweet to me.
哎呀，我一翻就是我有良友。
And it was the song that we sang this morning, I Found a Friend.
但这一首不在我的名列的单子上面。
But that song that was not even included in my big old long list of songs.
但主太知道我们的心了。
God knows our hearts.
我想过去弟兄姊妹听过很多的见证。
In the past, I'm sure you have heard of many a testimony.
都是轰轰烈烈，然后好像主的带领非常的强烈。
A lot of them have a lot of up and downs and strong leadings from God.
所以我觉得哎呀，我就跟主说，主，我在面前是恐惧战惊，因为我一般自己好像没有这样轰轰烈烈的见证。
And as I was speaking before the Lord about my testimony, I felt like mine is rather mundane.
但是当我在唱这首诗歌，再来看这首诗歌的时候
，But as I was looking at this particular hymn,
我有我从来没有发现过的一件事情。
And something I suddenly realized for the first time.
这首诗歌是在1863年写成的，100多年前这位弟兄做了这首诗歌。
And that is the brother who wrote the lyrics of the song did it in 1863.
他的名字叫 Small.
His last name is Small.
这对我是一个很大的鼓励。
And it was a great encouragement to me.
我想在100多年前他所做的见证，用这首诗歌来见证神的爱，然后他所经历的这位爱的神。
And I thought, over 100 years ago, a small brother who experienced his God and wrote this lyrics.
今天站在这里是真正的这个 small, 我要在100多年后我见证同样的一件事情。
Likewise, a small sister like me today, 100 some years later, is giving this true and same testimony of what a friend our God is.
给我很大的鼓励，不管器皿大，器皿小，里面的那个所装的是一样的。
And then I realized that irregardless of the size of each vessel, what this vessel holds is the same treasure.
我常想，一个小杯跟一个水库里面的水，不会因为小杯里面不是 H2O 变成 H O.
I oftentimes thought about that when the water that's being held in a tiny cup or the water that is being contained in a huge dam, they all have the same chemical formula, H2O. It doesn't ever get reduced to HO.
所以当梁弟兄在问我说什么题目的时候
，So when Timothy asked me what is going to be the theme of my testimony,
其实就着我心里想，我想就我有良友好了。
And I was thinking.Well, how about I found a friend?
但是我没有告诉他。但那一天周礼拜二的祷告聚会，这个答案出来了。
And then Tuesday night a week ago, I told him.
这个答案不是我想的。在祷告聚会中，从每因着不同的事情、不同的需要、不同的带导，从弟兄姊妹的口中说出了上好的福分。
I suddenly the theme came to my heart, and that is, I have chosen what is better.
原来上好的福分就是这位良友。
Because what is best that we could ever have is a true friend like Jesus.
那我的良友就是耶稣。
My best friend is Jesus.
所以今天早上在这里所要讲的主角就是耶稣。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you about my best friend, Jesus Christ.
就是我这个人就是承受这个上好福分的一个器皿。
And I'm nothing but a vessel that has contained this wonderful blessing.
怎么样把上好福分引进来呢？借着信。
And how could we receive this wonderful blessing? It's by faith.
在1990年的时候，我十二月受浸归入基督。
December of 1990, I have believed in Jesus Christ and baptized as a Christian.
那隔年我就离开那个可以唱歌的公司。
And the year after that, I left the company where we have to devote the first half an hour in singing and worship.
虽然得救，但是这个器皿很满。
Even though I was saved, but this vessel is full of junk inside.
我有我自己的抱负，我自己的想法，我把一生的计划都计划了。
And it's filled with my own personal ambitions and intentions and plans.
我那时候一个想法，只要一分耕耘，绝对一分以上的收获，所以我可以努力。
And my motto of life at the time was, just do your part and everything else will come naturally.
所以持续工作以后，我就到了中国大陆，那时候刚开放不久。
After I left that particular factory, I went to China.
我在那里旅行一个月。
And I spent a month in taking tours all over the city.
不是在大城市，我乃是到云南最边陲，甚至到瑞丽、缅甸的边境。
Instead of picking the metropolitans, I went to the really outskirts and far off provinces.
当我边走的时候，我爱上那个地方，因为我对少数民族的东西非常的喜欢。
And as I traveled through a province called Yunnan, there were it's occupied by a lot of minorities, and I love their artifacts.
我心中暗暗做了一个决定，这个我看到他那大少数民族所做的蜡染布，我不晓得，我觉得他的商机很大。我暗暗做了一个决定，我要做这个生意。
And those minority groups has a very special artifact that they specialize in, and that is making tie-dye cloth materials. And I decided that.
但是第二次我在进去的时候是从北京进去。
That I was going to do something about selling those kind of material. So the second trip I made to that province, I went through Beijing.
这吸引我的东西更多。
Wow, I saw even more things that just caught my mind and my eyes.
我花了我所有的积蓄，我买了一个古董床。
And I spent all my savings on one particular antique bed.
这古董床不是一般，非常的漂亮。
That is not one ordinary bed.
它雕的非常的漂亮，而且是两层，一个玄关进去才到那个床。
And that bed is so unbelievably exquisite. It has like a double deck, and then you have to go to a certain area to actually reach the bed.
所以我后来想我买那个干什么，但是我当时确实买下了它。
Even though in retrospect, I thought, what the heck do I have a use for a bed like that? But at that time, I emptied all my savings to buy that bed.
不仅如此，我还买了一个牙雕。
Not only that, I bought a special a craft that's carved out of ivory.
那叫做蝈蝈白菜。
And it's carved into the shape of a cabbage.
非常的大，真的。非常的漂亮。
It is big and it is so intricate and beautiful.
我在想那时候所有美丽的东西都会抓住我的心。
It's like anything beautiful will always catch my eyes.
我买下了它。
So I bought that too.
买了很多的东西，还买了雕花的那个窗户。你们想都想不到我为什么买下窗户。
I even bought a beautiful window frame that's carved, you know, beautifully.
那个花板哈，这是在当时拿到台湾是很价钱非常的好的一个花板。
It's like a valance for the window, and I thought I could sell that for a good money in Taiwan.
我买了四个。
I bought four of them.
我不知道怎么带回去的。
I don't know how to ship those things back to Taiwan.
但是当时那个床我没有带回去，可是最叫我不知道该怎么办的是那个牙雕。
And those things really gave me a hard time as far as how could I bring it back to Taiwan to go through the customs, especially that carved ivory cabbage.
它装起来就像一个小电视一样。
And it's put in a box that looks like a small TV.
这还不是问题，因为那一年呢，台湾刚就是世界性的环保禁止牙雕。
And at that time, it was when the environmental climate was really prevalent around the world, and then there was a moratorium for importing anything that is made of animals, like ivory, of course.
那时候刚得救也不知道，只知道要祷告，所以我祷告主，我说主啊，你不能让我损失，我把所有的我自己的想法套好，然后主，我就是你要让我带进去，要不然我就损失，你不是我的主吗？
And I was a baby Christian, and so all I knew is that, well, I made all these plans, I was going to do this and do that and do that, and then I tell him, hey, you're my Lord, so you got to protect me, you make this happen, that I can bring this home to Taiwan.
感谢主，这个东西我确实带回台湾了。
Well, thank God, I was able to somehow, ship that and take that, bring it through the custom.
中间有一些的，他们有一些检查，但是还是让我过了。
Even though I have to go to a lot of security check, but somehow I passed them all.
我所有的希望寄托在这个牙雕上面。
And all my hope to make a lot of money is on this carved cabbage.
我想卖掉以后，我就一笔钱，我要开始我的计划。
And I figure as long as after I sold this, then I could make a lot of money, and I made plans to how to spend the money.
所以我把我的牙雕四面八方都照了照片，然后我带着我的照片，我去应征一个工作，就是解说员，古董家具的解说员。
And so I took pictures of the cabbage from every angle, and I carry those pictures on me all the time. And not only that, I applied for a job to work in an antique shop, then I will be the consultant to tell everybody about all the antiques in the hope that I can sell my particular carved cabbage.
我当看见有适合的买主的时候，我就秀出我的照片。
And whenever a prospective customer shows up, I will take out all my pictures and show it to them.
大家一定很好奇我这个牙雕到底卖出去没有。
And you guys probably are wondering, did I ever sell that ivory or not?
这牙雕现在还在我的家。
Well, it is still staying in my home in Taiwan.
它就像一个记号一样，我每次看到这个牙雕的时候，我就想到主对我的爱。
It become a reminder for me. Every time I saw that ivory cabbage, it remind me of the love that Jesus has for me.
主好像把那个器皿太满了，要把它倒掉一样。
And I felt like because I was like a vessel that is filled with junk, and God was doing some major shakedown.
当然，我最后那个古床也就用因为放在那里太久，没有钱把它运回来。
And as to my huge antique bed that I put it in China for so long because I didn't have enough money to transport it back to Taiwan.
我的朋友用原价把它卖掉了。
And I had to sell it quick at cost to somebody else.
其实我很心痛，因为它整修的非常的漂亮。
What a pity, because it is such a beautiful bed.
但是主把这些拿掉以后，我回到台湾。
And as God has stripped me of all those desires for making a fortune, I went back to Taiwan.
希望也破灭了。
It's all my big hope, my dreams were all shattered.
这个时候，反正也工作也辞了，这个也没事做，所以我有很多的时间。
By then I already quit my job and I really don't have anything else to do, so I have plenty of time.
所以教会的那个长辈说，教会每一天早上六点有晨更。
And at that time the local church have morning devotion that is held at 6 a.m. every day.
不知道哪里来的力量，每天早上六点骑着摩托车风雨无阻我就去聚会。
And somehow I found the strength to ride my motorcycle at 6 a.m. every morning to go to church.
其实我是不懂什么叫守晨更，而且圣经其实也不是很明白。
At that time, actually, I really don't know much about the Bible, never let alone understanding the importance of morning devotions.
我常觉得我在那里睡觉的时间多过在那里读经的时间。
As I recall, I think I spent most of the time dozing off instead of reading the Bible.
但是我总觉得那里的气氛很好。
But I just like that particular climate that is in the church.
曾经有一个姊妹所讲的话一直在我的里面，她说我们就像一个篮子，虽然承受不了水，但是每一次去的时候篮子就洗干净了。
I remember a sister told me that even though at the time I was just like a basket, that it's not really a good container for water, but just by being in his presence all the time, it's like I let the water wash me clean at least. The basket is a clean basket.
所以我想这个满满的器皿渐渐这个原来那个脏水一直出去。
Little by little, God shook everything that is dirty out of my basket.
在一个很奇妙的机会里面，主把我带进另外一个行业。
And then one day, the Lord led me into a different industry.
旅游业。
And that is the travel industry.
我记得我在还没信主的时候，我曾经有一个念头闪过，有什么工作是可以边玩又可以有钱赚的。
I remember when I was not a Christian, I used to keep thinking, is there a job in the world that I can play while I'm making money?
没想到主是在这个时候把我带进一个旅游业。
And at that time, the Lord led me into the travel industry.
但是没有想象的那么好玩。
But it's not as fun as I thought it would be.
满了风险。
And the risk is very high.
我常觉得，从前觉得不管你如何，你只要努力，你可以得着。
I used to think as long as I put in the effort, I will definitely reap the harvest.
那这个行业不是这样子。当你有你有很大很好的生意的时候，你会遇到很多的困难，没有机会，或者是常常不是在你掌控之中。
But that's not always the case in the travel industry. For instance, if I have a lot of customers, a lot of times I cannot book a flight for them because there simply is no availability, and nothing is within my control.
其实从前，我的朋友或是教会的姊妹，他们叫我陈大胆。
And I used to have this alias called the Daring Chen.
什么都敢。
It's like I dare to do anything and everything.
但这时候我叫我不敢，我叫陈无胆。
And then after I become a Christian, they call me the Chicken Chen because it's like I'm afraid to do everything and anything.
发现如果我每一个团我没有把它交在主的手中，我没有来到主面前祷告，我就没有把握这个团是不是顺利的出去，顺利的回来。
It's like each tourist group that I put together, without offering them to the Lord in prayer, I never feel the assurance that I'll be able to bring them out safely and bring them back successfully.
在每一个环境中，我觉得是神给我们的一个学习。
In every circumstance, God taught me something.
所以我在旅游业12年的学习。
During those 12 years of learning in the travel industry.
常常觉得遇到一个瓶颈、一个困境的时候，我说主，我什么时候可以毕业
？And sometimes I go through a very difficult circumstance. It's like I ask the Lord, it's a bottleneck. Lord, when could I ever graduate from your school?
但主都一路带领我。
But throughout the Christian journey, He led me.
有时候我从在旅行团的里面，我有很多的看见主的一些作为。
And in my experiences in the travel industry, I oftentimes witness the wonderful deeds of God.
有一次我到在普吉岛，普吉岛大家都知道哈。
There was this one time I was in the island called 普吉。
在有一项活动就是到海底二十那个海平面下二十公尺以下去走在海底下哈看那个。看鱼啊，珊瑚礁。
And one of the activity of the tour was to scuba diving. That we go 20 feet under the water and to look at all the ocean, beautiful ocean the fishes.
当然，下水前你要先套上一个二十几公斤的一个罩子。
And before we go down, actually, we have to put on a gear that's about 44 pounds.
它里面有就氧气是接在船上，氧气接在船上，然后你就带上去以后呢，你甚至你在里面吃冰淇淋都没关系，你就到海底下边吃东西还可以边看鱼。
And we carry a gear that is connected to a huge oxygen tank that's on the boat. And so once we wear that mask, we could actually eat our ice cream while we are looking at the beautiful fishes that swim by us.
我突然有一个看见，觉得我们就像这样子哈，这个我们在虽然在地上，在这世界上生活，但是我们是接于天。像那个氧气如果一拔掉，在海底你就完了。
But whenever our tube with the oxygen tank on the boat is disconnected, then we're doomed. And I suddenly realized that such is the Christian walk. Whenever we're disconnected from Jesus, then we die.
我才看认识一点，我其实我们是连接于天的。
And I begin to realize that we are people who is connected to heaven.
再有一次我到黄山。
And there was another time that I took a tour into the Yellow Mountain.
黄山其实我很喜欢中国大陆，一开始进去旅行就是中国大陆，所以心系祖国。
And I love the sceneries in China because I love my home country.
也是这个，我到黄山的时候，那个一般人家说前山险，后山秀，所以一般都只有玩后山。
And you know, as people told us that Huangshan on the one side of the Huangshan is very perilous. It's very difficult to climb, and yet the back side of the hill is gorgeous.
但是那一次前后山的缆车停开，所以我们无论如何得从前山出去。
And unfortunately, when we were taking the tour, the lift that will take us to the back of the hill was broken. So we had to climb the front in order to go and see the beautiful scenery in the back.
可是我们要到前山，要经过一个叫做一线天，这是很窄的一个路，然后几乎垂直的。那个阶梯你要从那里下来。
And along the way up to the on the front hill, there was a place called a crack of sky. It is a very very narrow path that it's all ladder straight up.
像我这样的身材就要侧身走。
For somebody of my size, I have to go sideways. It was that narrow.
很奇妙的，在那一次我们要准备下山的时候，整团我们有二十个人，我们要下山的时候，天起了一阵雾，你看不到前面。
As we were climbing down the steep slope of Huangshan, suddenly a fog came upon us, and we couldn't even see the road ahead.
你就看得到你前面那一步一步这样往下。
All we could have visibility of is the step ahead.
所以我们就一步一步下。
So step by step, we took the ladder down slowly.
当下到山以后，那个雾开了。
When we reached the bottom of the hill, suddenly the fog was lifted.
那客人告诉我，如果早先的时候没有雾，他们是怎么样也不敢下来。
And my customers told me that after they look up the path that they came down, they say, had it not been for that fog, there is no way I would dare to go down this mountain with you.
其实我们走主这条道路也是这样。
You know, such is the Christian walk.
我们只知道前面这一步路。
God wisely only show us one step
ahead of time.
He doesn't show us everything the future holds.
感谢主，主有一首诗歌说，前途如何我不知。其实他应该是说，前面什么等着我，我不知道。
And there was a hymn that says, I do not know what awaits ahead.
人常常把我们的眼遮蔽了。
God wisely veils my eyes.
但是他带我们到的每一个地方都是一个新的境地，新的喜乐。
And yet each step I took, new things arise and new joy wait for me.
所以从中我就再认识主一点点。
And so I get to know him one step at a time, little by little.
然后在这样的带团出团，然后在这些工作中，当然我在之前有一篇见证哈，就是讲到我跟我妹妹哈，这个后来萱姐做媒人，已经嫁到美国，那时候那段很痛苦的时间。
And while I was working in the travel industry, there was something else going on in my life, and that is I was very, very close to a sister of mine, Ruth. Unfortunately, thanks to Michelle, she married her off to a brother, and I was very alone.
因为我们一起追求，像我说去成根是我们两个一起追求，一起服侍。都在一起。
Ruth and I did everything together, going to church or work. We're Siamese twins.
所以她伤心的时候我也伤心，她高兴我也高兴。
And when she's sad, I'm sad. When she rejoices, I'm very happy.
我常想，我从来主好像主的伤心不是我的伤心，但是这个人的伤心，我却跟着起伏。
I don't feel that I always share the same heart of Jesus, but I do share the same heart with my sister.
所以在1996年的时候，我有一次的美国行来到美国。
In 1996, I came to the United States.
只想分开一下，免得一直陷在那种因为他有一个环境，那我就离开，跟他离开一阵子。
And I thought I would try to have a separate life from my sister for just a little while.
来到美国的时候是那个梁弟兄、萱萱姊妹接待我，我就住在他们家，我从来跟他们没有见过面，第一次。
And I stayed in a room of Timothy and Michelle's house. I've never met them before.
那个时候其实也就是那个 Priscilla 腿断了的时候。
And that happened to be the time when Priscilla broke her leg.
住在他们家，看见信主可以那么美。
And for the first time, I realized how beautiful and glorious it can be to believe in the Lord.
在台湾的时候，我觉得我从来没有想过应该来侍奉这位主，或是应该其实对全时间出来侍奉主，我一点羡慕都没有。
And I actually had no admiration to be a full-time minister during all my years in Taiwan.
但是来在他们家的时候，看见梁弟兄，从来没有看过他发脾气，不管女儿多么刁难，然后环境这样各样那个耐心爱心。我从里面发出敬佩。
During those days when I was staying at Timothy's house, I had the chance to witness how it is literally impossible to provoke Timothy. Even though Priscilla's leg was broken, and she can be so unreasonable and difficult, and he's always dealing with them with loving kindness, patience.
有一次我在他的书房里面，我看到他书房里面写着一幅字。
Once I went into his study and I saw some poem that's written and framed on the wall.
是这样子，进入幔内，瞻仰荣耀基督。
It says, enter into the veil and behold on this glorious Jesus' face.
出到营外，跟随卑微耶稣。
Go out of the camp and follow this lowly Jesus.
宝座冠冕，如果将我鼓舞。
If you, my soul is inspired by the throne and the crown of the Lord.
马槽十架岂能使我裹足？
How could the manger and the cross impede my steps?
我觉得这就是那个梁弟兄活出来的一个写照。
And I feel that Timothy literally walked and lived out what's written in that frame.
所以我看着之后眼泪掉下来，然后好像一个羡慕就进去了。
I was moved to tears and I began to admire to be a full-time minister of God.
三个礼拜后我回台湾。
3 weeks later, I went back to Taiwan.
环境没有改变，生活依旧。
Even though everything around me is the same.
但是我觉得里面不一样，我觉得很渴慕。
But somehow something in me is changed, and I have this deep longing.
其实神一直在做那个奇妙的工作，我们都不知道。
And actually, even though a lot of times we're totally oblivious, but God is doing a wonderful work in the hearts of us.
所以在1998年的时候，我的妹妹就嫁到美国来了。
In 1998, my sister married off into the United States.
所以教会的弟兄姊妹说是好像连体婴被分割了。
And all the brothers and sisters in church describe our separation as trying to separate Simon's twins.
其实我很难过，但是还是要去聚会，所以我参加了那一年的那个在台湾的春令会。
Even though I was deeply saddened by the separation, but I still somehow picked myself up and attended a spring retreat in Taiwan.
以前都是两个一起去参加，然后这样子一起追求，但是这次我自己去参加，跟着教会的弟兄姊妹一起去参加。
I used to do everything with my sister Ruth, and so this time was the first time I was alone.
那天有一首诗歌很摸着我的心。
And this one night, a hymn really touched my heart.
就是302首。弟兄姊妹都说这首是我的诗歌。
And the hymn number 302, people say that hymn is my hymn.
那天主让我看见，他说你的灵岂非与他会过。
And the lyrics goes like this, has your spirit ever met with him?
你的心能否被他所夺。
Is your heart captured by him?
你是否承认他为千万人中第一人。
Are you willing to crown him as the fairest of all?
欢喜拣选那上好福分
，and gladly choose what is best。
最后副歌说摔碎众偶像
，and the chorus says crushing all idols，
并欢然加冠
，and gladly crown him。
你是千万人中第一人
，as the fairest of 10,000 to me。
那时候主让我看见，原来我的妹妹就是我的偶像。
And suddenly the Lord showed me my sister Ruth had been my idol.
所以我跟主说，主我愿意。
So I told the Lord, yes, I'm willing to crush my idol.
我愿意拣选上好福分。
And to choose what is best.
从前我不知道什么是上好福分。
And prior, I didn't know what is best.
但是今天主教我怎么选择。
But the Lord told me and showed me that day what is best.
但是答应主以后，我还是继续我的工作。
And after I promised to crush my idol, but I still continue to do the same old.
但是有一个改变。
Except for a change.
我觉得我所有的工作都是副业。
And I begin to realize that everything else I do is just like the side job.
侍奉主成为我的正业。
My main career is to serve the Lord.
所以在当时，也是要买新的会所。
And that was the time when our church was trying to purchase a new building.
在会所里面所有的人记得我们去看那个会所的时候，就是当时我们的存款非常的少，只有120万，我们需要买1800万的台币，是只能。
And the church fund at the time was only 1.2 million, but the building that we are trying to purchase is 180 million.
1800万。但是感谢组织经历这样子买下来了。
But for some reason, God miraculously enabled us to purchase that building.
所以买会所的这个过程，我看见其实主不仅是给一个外面 很漂亮的会所，这个我们从来没有想过。我们当时的想法就是买一块地搭个棚，我们可以聚会。
And during that process, God showed us what He's capable of doing. Our original plan was buy a vacant land and then build a little tent on it, and then we can meet and worship in that.
主所赐的园超过我们所求所想，是一个五层楼的一栋楼房。
But instead, God gave us a five-story beautiful church building, far exceeds our imagination.
所以那时候我深深的感觉，主不仅给我们外面，他还要建造里面。
And I begin to realize not only He gave us this eternal building, but what He desires much more is to build us up inside.
那时候我们所有人都摆进去。
Each one of us offered all we could.
所以我觉得主一直在制作每一个人，在从这个会所里面，他把每一个人凝结在一起。
And through the process of purchasing the building, God has drawn all of us closer together.
所以我常常在我的工作中，我觉得也很奇妙。客人会把我的时间排开，他知道我一三五日绝对不在。
And it's also very interesting that all my customers know not to bother me on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays because I'll be in church.
所以他们的说明会就会排在二四六。
And so they would arrange their activities on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays.
那带团出去，所有我想我们的同业或什么，在这个行业是需要交际应酬各方面，你才能够好有团进来的。
As a travel agent, I need to do a lot of social farming to get customers.
但是感谢主的祝福，我从来没有去交际应酬，我带团从来不喝酒，客人会说他是基督徒不喝酒的。
And thanks to the Lord, He really blessed me. Even though I'm not a social butterfly, and I would never drink with my customers, my reputation preceded me.
是被分别出来的。
I'm one who set apart from this world, even though I live in this world.
所以不管我们是在做什么。我们得救的那天开始，其实侍奉主的心已经在我们的里面。
Really, whatever job we hold, from the day you believe in Jesus, God has a special career for you.
不是你要放下什么来做什么。
It's not necessarily you have to give up what you were doing before in order to do something different.
所以在前年我再回来参加那个夏令会的时候
，Two years ago, I came back to the States to attend a summer conference.
跟梁弟兄有一个交通
，and I had some fellowship with Timothy。
因为我突然，这个本来旅游业这个是我很喜欢的一个行业。
You know, travel industry used to be the love of my life。
因为我总觉得神的创造这么美好，然后我就带着人去看。
And I also felt like, look at how beautiful God's creation is, and my job is to take people and show off His creation。
好像在逛我父亲的花园一样。
It's like taking a little tour in my father's garden.
但是我还可以收门票。
And then I can charge an admission ticket.
所以我很喜欢这个工作，而且也非常觉得很享受。
And I really, really enjoyed my job.
有一天我觉得我开始没有耐心。
And then one day suddenly I realized it seems like I have lost my patience in doing it.
我觉得我怎么在服侍这些人，而且客人有些客人是很无理取闹的。
And I begin to wonder, why am I serving all these people and some of them are so unreasonable?
所以我就问梁弟兄，我说我觉得我到底在，有一天我突然觉得我在干什么，我怎么跟着这些人，然后每天就服侍他们，管他们吃住。
And so one day I asked Timothy, I said, I wonder what the heck am I doing taking care of all these people, just serve them all day long.
我常常有那种摩西，我常常觉得摩西是那个第一个旅游业的开创者。
And I used to think of Moses as the first tour travel agent because he take people around and show them things.
在旷野的时候，以色列百姓一下要肉吃，一下要水喝。
And then when he took God's people out into the wilderness, and all these customers constantly were whining, "Oh, we want meat, we want water."
所以我开始不耐烦起来。
And I have become more and more impatient.
所以我可是这个在我从以前我常常跟一些同业或者是一些朋友我说，如果你在这个行业失去了那个热忱，你应该退出这个行业。
And as I used to advise all my fellow workers that once you find yourself losing the zeal to work in this industry, maybe it's time for you to change your job.
因为它是一个服务的行业，你没有了热忱就不能在这个行业。
Because you can never be a good successful in a service industry when you lose the zeal to serve.
所以我就觉得为什么开始没有耐心，开始觉得自己在做什么。
And when I found myself growing more and more impatient and wondering what the heck am I doing,
梁弟兄说出来服侍也是服侍人。
And Timothy's response was that, you know, when you serve the Lord, You are also still serving the people.
我就开始思想这里面有什么不同。
And I begin to think about what difference is there between the two services.
但是确实不同。
It is indeed very different.
因为我在我服侍他们的时候，因为我拿了他们的钱。
You know, in the tour, in the travel industry, I serve people because I was paid for it.
因为我为了钱，所以我要耐心、爱心来服侍他们。
And you know, for money's sake, I have to serve them patiently and lovingly.
但是我当我来侍奉的时候，我是因着主我来侍奉人。
And when I serve brothers and sisters in serving the Lord, I'm doing it for the Lord.
我想这就是不同了。
And that is the fundamental difference.
所以，我因着这样子，我就在我的里面开始有一个感觉，是不是时候到了？
And I begin to wonder if this was the time God want me to leave my job and just come and serve Him.
因为从98年答应主以后到现在已经6年了吧。
And ever since 1998, when I answered to the Lord and said, I'm willing to crush all my idols and crown you as the fairest of all, to the time I talked to Timothy, 6 years has elapsed.
所以有一次在寻求主，好像要我到蒙古去哈。
And then there was this one time I visited Mongolia, and I was really drawn to it.
那因为那里有一个一个牧业，好像我可以在那里有一些侍奉。
And I saw a lot of opportunity in the timber industry in Mongolia.
所以我把自己分好，我可以好好的学，我一定会学会做这个牧业。
So I made up my mind that I'm going to devote a lot of time to learn about the timber industry.
那在这个同时，有几件事发生。
And yet, at that time, several things took place.
旅游业是我最有把握的。
You know how I was very confident and in doing well in the travel industry.
在一个过年的时候，我有一个团体到我安排他们去一个我觉得最没有问题，因为所有住的是五星级饭店，所有的都是最好的，然后客人也是最棒的。这个客人是怎么样都不会有任何的抱怨的。
And during that particular year at the New Year's festival, I have put up a perfect tour for one of my most easy to satisfy customer.To go to a really beautiful place, and I put them in 5-star accommodations.
然后我觉得我要做这个牧业，那有个日本人竟然给我下订单。
And at the same time, I was thinking about also engaging in this timber industry, and there is a customer from Japan sent me an order.
他寄了一块板子，然后
一个订单。He mailed me a piece of lumber. With it, there was an order.
他说如果没有他要的这块跟只要跟这块木板一样的材质就可以了。
He said, find me a lumber that looks exactly like the sample, and if you couldn't find the exact match.
然后一件事情发生，在同时我接到客人从国外打电话回来。
Just give me some timber that's of the same density. And at the same time, I received a call from this customer that I sent on this tour.
他开始抱怨整个行程。
And he was complaining about everything on the tour.
我觉得这是不可能的。
And I thought, how could that be?
但是我马上回到里面，我知道
一件事。And inside of my heart, I was shown one thing.
而且这块木板把我打醒。
And it's like this little plank that I've received in the mail, it hit me in the head and woke me up.
我怎么会知道这个木板跟这个一样材质的是什么？
Because I am,
不可能。
I really know so little about timber, and it's just like, this is mission impossible for me to engage in this industry.
所以我心里马上一个感觉，就是我虽然旅游业十几年来我很有把握，但是我都没有办法掌控。这个我要重新开始，那更不可能。
And it was a rude awakening for me that I have engaged in the travel industry for 10 some years and I couldn't even have a guaranteed success, a satisfaction from a customer I've known for so long, let alone a brand new timber industry that I'm trying to start in.
所以那时候也是在一直在寻求，有一天又一首诗歌。
And so I began to seek the Lord's face, and a hymn came to me.
那首诗歌，从前我刚信主的时候，那首诗歌我就很摸着，然后我就把它抄在我的圣经，可是我不知道什么意思。
And it was a hymn that touched me from the very early days of when I first became a Christian. So I wrote it down.
以后也有唱，但是还不是很摸着。
Even though I sang the same song later on many times, but I can never fully comprehend it.
那首歌就是他自己426首
And the hymn is called Himself.
里面 有几句话一直摸着，好像也在跟主的一个表白。
And a few verses really touched me.
跟主说，主前要的是祝福。
And says, before I wanted your blessings.
今要主自己。
Now I want you alone.
前我欲利用主。
Before I wanted to use you.
今则主用我。
Now I'm willing to be used by you.
前是我的事业。
Before I wanted my own career.
今为主工作。
Today I want to work for you.
前欲得人称赞。
Before I wanted praises from men.
今求主欢喜。
Now I just want to please you.
前不过半得救。
Before I was barely saved.
今被主救到底。
Today I fully comprehend your salvation.
哎呀，我突然觉得其实主才是我的一切。
And I suddenly realized he is all and all for me.
所以在那个冬令会的时候，在台湾的一个冬令会里面
，and in the following winter conference，
弟兄说告诉我
，a brother told me，
既然在使团蒙召，应该由使团来安排
，and since you're called， in this retreat， you should go and seek out what to do next。
我想这是一个
mission，
这是一个很好的提醒，所以就跟史弟兄有了交通。
So I called up Brother Z and had some fellowship with him。
其实主知道我的软弱，他也爱我。
The Lord knows how weak and unable I am, and He loves me so much.
他没有带我到蒙古去，把我带到美国来。
Thank God He stopped me from going to Mongolia, but instead He brought me here.
我去过几次蒙古，现在的气温还是零下40度。
And right now the temperature in Mongolia is 40 below.
我去了几次，每一次都是流鼻血，像水一样。
I made several trips there, and each time I go, my nose would bleed like water.
但感谢主实在是爱我。
God loves me so much.
所以当与在教会的长辈弟兄姊妹交通的时候
，And when I was sharing with some brothers elders in church，
他们觉得来这里接受训练、学习配搭服事是很好的事情。
They wanted me to come here to be trained and learn how to serve in church.
所以这次我。觉得在要离开的时候，主给我一个很好的预备心。
So before I came here, the Lord prepared my heart.
对着家人，好像在我记忆中从来没在他们家，在他们面前流下眼泪。
I'm one who, as far as I could recall, never shed tears in front of my family.
在教会中，他们送行好像也不像在送行一样。大家很欢喜。
And when I was leaving the church that I've been with for all these years, they were singing me off and everybody was rejoicing. Nobody was sad.
所以当我大嫂跟我说你有没有什么感觉的时候，我说我知道你很难过。
And then my sister-in-law, when I was leaving, asked me, well, how do you feel inside? And I said, well, I know you're sad.
我说你就当作我是带一个长期的团出去。
I said, well, just regard me as this time I'm going on a long tour with a group of customers.
我总会再回来。
And I'll be back.
那我父亲76岁了。
My dad was 76 years old.
他不太会表达。
And he's one who is not good at articulate his feelings.
我要离开那天。只看到他在写了一个纸条。
And the day I was leaving, I saw him writing on a note.
他写他叫我，我是碧秋，他叫我阿秋。
And he said, 阿秋，
几月几号到米国？他讲是米国。
This date, she left to go to the country of rice.
因为他说他怕他忘记我什么时候离开台湾。
And he was afraid that he would forget the day that I left him.
因为他已经忘记我妹妹什么时候离开的。
Because he couldn't recall when did my sister Ruth left him to go to the States.
所以他写了两张，说那一张给我，他就给我一张。
So I told him to copy that note and gave to me.
我说你就当我带团，我跟家人都说你当我带团出去。
And I told all my family, just consider my departure as going on a tour.
这是对着家人，那我的朋友我的客人其实他们更不舍，因为所有我的客人都是成为最好的朋友。
And I have become a very good, usually good friends with my customers.
他说你走了我们怎么办？
And they were all sad that I'm leaving. They said, what are we going to do?
然后我觉得当我们决定要放下的时候，世界开始跟你招手。
And I feel like when I'm trying to leave the world behind, and suddenly the world is so friendly to me.
从前觉得很难成型的，结果他们现在是一团一团找好，叫你就准备带他们走。
And before I had a hard time trying to organize tourist groups, and now suddenly they form groups by themselves, one by one, and say, just take us, just take the money.
但是感谢主，不知道什么一个力量，我拒绝了。
And I don't know where I find the strength from within, but I was able to turn them all down.
我帮他们做最好的安置，我跟他们介绍，然后跟他们有了安排。
And I referred them out and took good care of them.
这是在离开台湾的时候，当我上飞机的时候，我心里有一个很重的感觉。
As I was boarding the plane, I felt very heavy inside.
因为在这之前，我听到一个信息。
Because prior to that, I heard a message.
就在十字架前，主做一个工作。
And that is before he came to the cross, the Lord did something.
就是做一个分别，一个分别的工作。
And that is he separate his people.
永生跟永死。
He separate what is eternal.And what is eternal death and what is eternal life?
这个一直放在我的里面。
And that really dwelled deep in my heart.
我记得在921地震的时候。
I remember September 21st when the huge earthquake hit Taiwan.
其实我家离震央那个地震带是很近的，因为我们旁边有一栋大楼是倒下来的，就离的一条街。
My house actually situated very close to an earthquake fault, and a building completely collapsed.
那一天当地开始摇的时候，其实还不知道这是，可是我们家的那个整个水塔倒下来，水淹到我的房间，所有的书柜倒下来，我醒过来。
And when the earthquake hit, the everything was shaken and the bookshelves all came down my house and then the water heater collapsed on the floor and all the water flooded my room.
那个都停电了，然后我听到我的哥哥在楼下一直喊我的名字，可是那时候我一个直觉，我起来我就跪在床上，地上都是水，我就直觉我起来我就跪在床上，我开始。
And the entire region was having a blackout. My carpet was wet, but at that moment I just knelt on my knees in the water and prayed to the Lord.
我说主给他们机会，我的家人都没有得救。
And I said, Oh Lord, please give me the opportunity. My family are not saved yet.
我觉得我。得到很好的福分，可是一直好像家人都没有得到。
I felt that even though I have come to know what is best and most valuable, but my family has not come to realize that.
所以我说主给他们机会。
And I said, Lord, please give us a little more time, give them some more opportunity.
感谢主，他们都活得好好的。
And thank God we all survived.
在我们虽然在附近有个一家人就是。房子他倒下来的时候把全家都压死了。
And one of our neighbors died, all of them, in the ruin when their building came collapsing down.
我父亲的朋友也是就是一楼变成地下室这样子压死。
Another close friend of my father, the whole building came down as well, and he was crushed in the ruins.
所以在9月30那一天我上飞机我握着我爸爸的那一张纸，我上了飞机。
On September 30th, I boarded the plane, holding in my hand the note my dad wrote.
我可能是工作职业的关系，我上飞机我就可以马上睡着。
And maybe because this is a professional habit, as soon as I get on the plane, I could fall asleep.
可是我在睡着以后，我哭醒了，我发现我眼泪流不止。
And suddenly I found myself awakened in tears during my sleep.
我跟主说，我给主一个，就跟主一个祷告。
And I prayed to the Lord.
我说，主，这个短暂的离别我可以忍受。
Lord, this is a temporal separation. I could endure that.
但是将来那种永远的分别，我承受不住。
But I would not be able to bear an eternal separation from my family if they don't come to know you.
所以我向主求我的家人能够得救。
So I begin to pray for the souls of my family members.
所以这一直放在我的心里面，我就来到美国。
And with that in my heart, I came to the States.
当跟世界好像一个分别的时候
，And even though as if I left the world behind,
我可以从环境中开始来看见主的手在做。
And in the circumstances, I saw how the Lord is actually doing His work.
我觉得所经历的每一件事都不是白白的，都有主的恩手在带领。
Nothing happens by chance. God divinely is leading everything in my life.
其实神就在生活中，就在我们每一天的生活里面，
In our everyday living, He is He's leading us.
所以在冬令会的时候，当梁弟兄说要我出去为我按手的时候，我其实蛮惊讶的。
On January 1st, when Timothy suddenly asked me to come on front and for the elders to lay hand on me, I was caught by surprise.
我站起来往前面走。
As I stood up to go forward,
突然间看见，其实我是何等的不配，怎么配来侍奉这位主？
I suddenly realized how unworthy I am to serve this living God. So I dropped to my knees.
好像一个力量要我跪下来。
It's like a heavy weight was upon me that made me kneel down.
开始流泪，我
and I begin to shed tears incessantly.
发热，就从里面那种开始就整个人发热，眼泪开始流。我觉得我是何等不配的人，怎么可以侍奉这位主？但是主给我机会。
The warmth just flowed through my whole body, and I kept crying and thinking, how unworthy a person I am. How could the Lord give me such a glorious opportunity to serve Him?
其实一生中最大的事就是能够侍奉他。
Really, that is the biggest and the most valuable thing in our life is to serve God.
就像那首诗歌所说的。其实主爱我早在创世之前。
Just like the hymn we sang, it says He had loved us before we even knew Him.
我们这一生他早就量定了。
He has predestined everything about our lives.
只借着生活中的每一个经历，每一个环境，他就把生命组织在我们的里面。
Through everything that happens to you in your life, He wants to constitute His life in you.
有一天我唱着一首诗歌，说我心所追求的。
One day I was singing this hymn that says, The goal I am seeking after is God Himself.
不是乐与安，也不是福气。
It is not pleasure, peace, nor blessings.
我能出代价达到这圣地。
I'm able to pay this price to reach where He wants me to be.
不是我自己，乃是他恩力。
It is not because of me, but it is by His grace.
以前我总是唱一半。
I used to sing the half of this hymn.
我唱到一半的时候就心虚。
Because I couldn't finish the lyrics without feeling guilty.
每次我唱到我心所追求乃是神自己，不是乐与安，也不是福气，我就里面就想我哪有？
Because the lyric says that I seek after God Himself, not pleasure, not peace, not even blessings. And I would ask myself, that is so not true about myself.
我做不到。
I can't do this.
然后我不敢再唱下面。
And so I couldn't finish singing that hymn.
但是感谢主，我后来才看见是神，不是我。
And I finally read the second half of the song. It says, I'm able to pay this price. It's not because of me, but because of His grace.
我很喜欢基督徒这个英文字母。
I love this word, Christian.
当基督拿掉的时候，我就什么都不是。
And because when you take off the Christ, then you're left with I-A-N, and that is
I am nothing.
I am nothing.
所以觉得主一直在做一个工作，就是倒空，然后充满，最后他要破碎，因为瓦器里面有一个宝贝，他出不来。
And I feel like this is what God wants to do in everybody's life, is to empty us of all the junk and fill us with the treasure, because there is a treasure inside that cannot shine forth because all the encumbrances surrounding it.
我不是一个很好的器皿，但是有一个很好的宝贝。
Even though I'm not one beautiful, exquisite vessel, but there's this gorgeous treasure hidden in me.
圣经说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里面。
The Bible says,
要显明这莫大的能力不是出于是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
The Bible says that we have this wonderful treasure hidden in this earthen vessel to show forth that this surpassing power is not from ourselves, but from God.
像主的工作一直在还在进行中，
还要破碎这个瓦器。He is still working on us, and he's still breaking this earthen vessel.
好叫宝贝能够彰显出来。
So finally, the treasure can be manifested for all to see.
梁弟兄曾说，施工中总是很多的不好看。
Like Timothy shared with us, it always looked quite messy during construction.
我想我也是这样子。
And I feel that's exactly the state of me.
但是在这个奔跑的路上，但愿我们彼此为同伴，能够彼此奔跑这一条道路。
In this journey of pressing forward, let's be good companions and keep each other company on the path.
感谢主，他实在是我们最好的朋友。
Truly, he is our best friend.
他成为我们的一切。
He can be all to you.